We are going to speak now to Lexi Davies, a grade 11 student at King David Linksfield and a volunteer at the Nashua Children's Charity Foundation. Hello, Lexi, and thanks for talking to us here on 101.9 Chai FM.
Hi, how are you?
I am all very well. I'm a bit humbled talking to you because I'm a big talk and a no do, and you, on the contrary, seem to be a lot of do and not so much talk. Which is very humbling. So I think I'm going to learn something out of the next 5-6 minutes. Lexi, tell us about the Nashua Children's Charity Foundation. What is it? Who is it? And what does it do?
So basically, the Nashua Children's Charity Foundation is run by Helen Fraser, and the foundation provides to 75 of their sister charities. So that includes orphanages, daycare centers, squatter camps, informal settlements. They have like various events and monthly grocery shops for the different charities. So it's an absolutely amazing, amazing foundation, and they do such great work.
Tell us about the sandwich drive that I believe they held.
It was absolutely incredible. So they made sandwiches and they distributed them, because obviously at the moment with the whole pandemic, the children haven't really been getting a lot of food, so they've provided feeding schemes in order to supply all these charities with food and basic necessities.
Well, that's pretty amazing, because I would imagine logistically it's just really difficult to get the stuff out, given that transportation and being out of home and lockdown is just so incredibly challenging right now. But we'll get to that in a moment. What I wanted you to jump to was to talk to us about YMAD, and what is YMAD and how does it relate to the Nashua charity?
So basically, YMAD is Youth Making a Difference. It's a group of 24 grade 11 students who regularly volunteer for Nashua. And we came together during this time in order to give back to those in need, because the whole virus has created a lot of uncertainty in our lives. Like, we don't know when we're going back to school, or, you know, when we'll be able to see our friends. There's so much. It creates a lot of anxiety for many people. But the thing we really do have control over is like how we use our time, and do we give back to those who need it? So we decided what we're going to do is, obviously, because we're at home, we don't really have a lot of resources. So we decided to host Zoom events, and each Zoom event is a class like art or dance. Last night was our first event, which was a bar class. And
a what class? A bar class.
Yes.
So it's as in pouring drinks class?
No, actually it's a like bar as in ballet bar, but.
I'm just thinking, I'm not sure that King David Linksfield would have been so chuffed with you talking about how to pour drinks and et cetera, but it's okay. Bar class is much better in a ballet context. Yeah, go on.
So we had that last night, which is absolutely amazing. But basically all our events have an entrance fee of 50 to 100 rand, depending on the class. And then all the money we raise is going to be donated to the Nashua Children's Charity Foundation.
Okay, so what you're doing is remarkably important, and I take my hat off to you, and just amazing, because like you said, the only thing you do have is time, and you could have chosen to sit down and watch Netflix series ad nauseum, or you've done something different and you've got up and you made a difference, and kol hakavod, I'm just amazed by that. So now, how do you get the word out there? How do I know what your next function is going to be? How do I join it? How do I know if it's of interest? Because we want to get you people paying that 50 and 100 rand joining fee.
So basically we have an Instagram account and a Facebook account. And then we also are on BackerBuddy, which is a site in which you can donate. And at the moment we've currently raised over 23,000 rand. So we
Wow, Lexi, man, that's awesome. That's really, really incredible. I got to tell you, I'm completely blown away by you. And I think, you know, it's just so often I get onto Zoom meetings every single morning, and the way people start the meeting is, oh, how are you doing? You know, expecting that we're going to say, oh, it's so difficult in lockdown. And I keep on saying, we the lucky ones. We the ones who've got electricity and warmth and food. And, good on you for seeing that, that we the lucky ones, and we're able to give.
Thank you so much.
No, awesome, awesome. A credit to you and a credit to your school. Lexi, that's where we're going to leave it for this afternoon. And yeah, keep doing what you're doing and good luck to you. I'm very chuffed, very, very, very proud of what you've been doing. I think this is the best of what our community can be.
Thank you so much. It was great to speak to you.